Fairer Future for All. As I mentioned, that's what Australia's peak body in the community services and welfare sector is asking from our next federal government. ACOS says to build a stronger and fairer Australia, the next government must secure the revenue to meet community needs, make essential services available and affordable, reduce poverty and increase employment. Today, ACOS sets out a list of proposals for the first 100 days of the next government. Dr. Cassandra Goldie is the CEO of the Australian Council of Social Service. She's in our Parliament House studios. Cassandra Goldie, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
So what are you calling for from Australia's next government?
Well, last night at the during the debate, obviously, there was this big discussion about the revenue challenge that we have and what we need to do to build a stronger economy. And we absolutely agree with the fact that we need strong economic growth, but we do need to make sure it's done through the lens of what we're doing to reduce poverty in Australia. I mean, it's an indictment on all of us that despite two decades of economic growth that we've just seen, we've got a rising rate of poverty, particularly amongst our children. One in six kids now are living below the poverty line. And just in the last 12 months, that was a 15% increase, friends. So this isn't just, of course, ACOS would talk about poverty. There's a very real picture going on here when despite, most people are enjoying standards of living that they've probably never enjoyed better before, there's a core group of people who are really being left behind. So we want to see the structural changes that are needed to make sure that those people are not left behind. So part of that is definitely tax reform. We get behind the Henry Tax Panel recommendations. We don't think they should be ruled out. They should be all on the table. And we should be coming together with business and the community sector to try and build some consensus about tax reform so that we do have the revenue base that we need. We've got some big pressures on the budget, and we need some consensus to deliver the results.
So a tax review with everything on the table, you'd be then supportive of keeping the GST there for debate. Do you have a position on increasing the GST or not?
We're not supportive of increasing the rate of the GST, and we're certainly not supportive of it, the base being broadened to include food. But we do understand that we have to have a proper conversation about what are the right levers to get the revenue base that we need for the NDIS, for the Gonski reforms. For us, of course, an adequate social safety net, the unemployment payment, we must get an increase in that. So we don't think anything should be ruled out. Superannuation tax concessions is another one. We've had successive, comments made, well, we won't be touching this and we won't be touching that. And we say, look, we can't afford to do that. We do need to be prepared to put all the recommendations on the table from the Henry Tax Panel and work through them through a proper green paper and white paper process. So there's proper discussion at the community level so that we understand why we're doing tax reform and we can get behind it.
You have a list of proposals that you're recommending in order to get a fairer future for all. They include a promise to increase youth allowance and New Start by $50 a week with indexation, commence negotiations with the states to fund an expansion of affordable housing, raise payments to job search providers to help the long-term unemployed, abolish compulsory income management, and the list goes on. None of the issues on your list for a fairer future were really covered by the leaders' debate last night, were they? Did that disappoint you?
Absolutely. I joined ACOS in the heat of the previous 2010 election, and I watched the leaders speak on a daily basis, and neither of the leaders at that time talked about poverty or talked about reducing homelessness. And so our key challenge today is to say, as leaders, surely those are the big issues for us. If we want a stronger economy, what do we want it for? Well, we want it because we want a fairer society and to make sure that we don't have a growing group of people who are long-term unemployed, which we currently do. We can't just ignore those groups because it will mean, in the end, the social outcomes are poor, and, of course, it will put further and further pressure on on the economy and the government expenditure.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 18 minutes to 9, and our guest this morning is Cassandra Goldie. She's the CEO of ACOS. Cassandra, let me ask you this. How would you rate the major parties on social equality?
Well, I think it's a really mixed picture. I mean, we've had some interesting announcements from Tony Abbott about paid work experience initiatives in Tasmania, a very small but sort of promising example of what we'd been supporting. That's the idea is that you use your income support payment to subsidise you in a workplace, in a real job. Business wants that kind of initiative expanded as well. And on the other hand, we've seen some important announcements from the government. I mean, I know Mr Rudd has recommitted to reducing the rate of of homelessness in Australia, but we do have to have the financial financial resources to do that. This doesn't just happen by flicking a switch. It's a long-term challenge for us. Affordable housing in Australia is one of our biggest problems, and if you look at it from a productivity point of view or from a poverty point of view, housing costs are the thing that really makes it extremely tough for people. We've seen the very real concern right across the community about the cuts to the single parent payments of 1 January. There's a reason for that, Fran. Those families cannot afford to live on the unemployment payment, and we've got people already trying to do that.
That's been a very contentious cut by Labor.
Absolutely.
Would you expect either party to do something about that during this election campaign?
Well, we were hoping that we would see Mr. Rudd commit to increasing the unemployment payment as soon as he got the opportunity to do that, and that hasn't happened, and that is disappointing. And similarly, we haven't seen anything from the Leader of the Opposition on this front, despite the fact that all the evidence is there. Business groups, the Henry Tax Panel itself recommended this increase, and it's both important from a social as well as an economic point of view. So, but when you go, walk through the halls of Canberra, you often get told, well, we'd love to do it, but we don't have the revenue. We can't afford to pay for it. I'm not convinced of that. I mean, I think we agree with Ken Henry and Roger Corbett, who are out just recently saying this idea that we can just comfortably continue to say, well, we all want to pay less tax, and yet on the other hand have significant community expectations about good healthcare, about housing affordability, and a first class world education system. Well, they don't. You have to have the revenue in order to fund those initiatives.
Well, just on that, it's all about the lack of revenue at the moment. You're right. But your report says fault lines are emerging in our economic and social foundations, and you're calling for an anti-poverty plan. Just briefly, what would that look like?
That would look like an annual commitment to turn those figures around, the number of people who are living in poverty, Fran. As I say, the fact that with 20 years of sustained economic growth, the trickle-down effect didn't work. We've seen an increase in the rates of poverty amongst people who are long-term unemployed and children. Now, there are some structural reasons for that. One of them is about the fact that the income support payments haven't been increased properly, and we've not been prepared to invest properly in people getting back into paid work. So there's no point in making an announcements about new trials, new programs, without being very clear about what we're trying to achieve here. And for us, the appropriate measure is the reduction of poverty in Australia. And we can do it. Bob Hawke, I know he was much maligned with his commitment to reduce the rate of child poverty in Australia, but he did it. He did it by making sure the family payment systems was more adequate. The reduction was 30%. It was real. And once again now, we see the family payment system has fallen behind in real value. Mm-hmm. We don't support the school kids bonus. That was really poorly targeted. We'd prefer to see that school kids bonus abolished and that money targeted to the families who are really struggling.
Cassandra Goldie, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Cassandra Goldie is the CEO of ACOS, the Australian Council of Social Service, and they released their 100-day plan on how to get a fairer future for the country today.